The decline of snowshoe hare in the interior is leaving two of their primary predators hungry and on the prowl. Alaska Department of Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms says a recent increase in lynx and fox sightings in the Fairbanks Delta region reflects the start of the downside in the 10-year hare cycle.
We're going to have a year or two here where the hare numbers are going down, but the predator numbers haven't yet, and we'll start to see more of them as they come around looking for food.
Harm says it will take about 5 years for the hare population to totally bottom out. She says fox and lynx populations will respond and eventually decline as well. But in the meantime, the predators will be more common visitors in Fairbanks.
We may see more of them crossing roads. We may see more of them in woods close to town. We may see more of them in housing developments.
Harms says foxes take readily to suburban life, while lynx are more wary. She says both species tend to avoid humans, but people should still be aware.
There could be more dashes across the road causing automobile incidents. I certainly would keep small pets protected, whether it's a cat or a little dog or something like that. I wouldn't let it roam freely.
Harm says small pets are always potential meals for predators, but the risk will likely be heightened over the next couple of years. She says the larger fox and lynx numbers will also present a better-than-average opportunity for fur trappers.